So we're here to commemorate and remember a terrible, tragic death that happened 2,000 years ago. Good Friday is a somber day, a day of weeping and mourning, a day of death and darkness. And our world right now is full of that death and darkness. The terrible photos of people killed and left for weeks in Ukraine fill the newspapers. The frightening video of a gunman in a smoke-filled subway car grips us with fear. We feel the now familiar tug of nervousness as another wave of COVID comes to the city. The uncertainty of life is all around us. It is hard to find good news in days like these. So it's easy to enter the mental space of Good Friday, because for some of us, it's become a near regular experience. Somewhere there, beneath the surface, it's there, always. All the time over the last 2 years or maybe more, anxiety, tears, the ragged edge of loss. And yet, it's a beautiful sunny day today. All around us, the trees are bursting with cherry blossoms. Green leaves are popping out of the woody stems of shrubs and bushes. Spikes of green and even full leafy plants are emerging out of the damp ground. Spring is uncovering itself moment by moment, and the birds can't contain themselves with joy. Good Friday is like going back into winter. Ignore everything you're seeing outside. Ignore the birds singing. Ignore the warm softness of the air. Remember what it was like a month or so ago. Branches bare, the ground hard, the trees lifeless, the wind cold and blowing right through you. Sleet coming down out of a gray sky. Good Friday is a day like that, isn't it? Of course, the first Good Friday happened at this time of year, around the time of the Passover, which is always in spring. Today in Jerusalem, it was sunny and in the 60s, just like it is here today. The hills of the Galilee are green and full of blossoms. And even in the stone city of Jerusalem, there are flowers blooming. But the image in our mind puts it as if it's a different season. Golgotha, a hard, lifeless place, not a sprig of green anywhere. The wind cruel, nothing but bones on the ground. That's what it feels like in our hearts as we hear the story again. That's what it feels like to be the women watching from a distance as their beloved friend, and for Mary, her beloved son, hangs on the cross. I probably put too much weight on things like spring flowers and sunshine. I can't help it. To me, it's one of the best parts of living in the East, the springtime. This child of the West gets to march, and I am desperate for green and color. I have a hard time getting through the long brown and gray season that is winter here. And it's just as brown and gray outside the city as it is inside it. So I start scanning the lifeless trees for some sign of that first bit of green, looking for the first hint of a snowdrop in the dead leaves. And as soon as I see it, I report it excitedly back home. My family isn't nearly as interested as I am, and maybe you all aren't either. But I think, don't take it for granted. Remember what the spring was like in 2020? There was something particularly stunning about the blossoms that year, arcing over the field hospital they had set up in Central Park, blooming near the refrigerated trucks of bodies, birdsong filling the strange quiet in between the sirens. I wonder if the spring in Kyiv feels like this too to those who are there right now. Good Friday is like going back into winter, we think, except you can't ignore the spring happening now right outside our doors. You can't stuff the blossoms back into the branches. You can't force the flowers back into the ground. You can't get the birds to shut up. Life is bursting forth. We'll leave here today, and I bet the dulcet sounds of Mr. Softee will be enticing us. We'll be tempted to go on a picnic. And actually, Good Friday is like that. Like the cardinal that I heard at 4 a.m. in the garden the other day, singing his heart out, blissfully confident that despite total darkness, the sun would rise and light would come. Like the sap running inside the trees long before we see any sign of greenness, life force responding to the call of warmth and light so faint that we hadn't yet noticed it. Life is embedded in the death of the cross. And not just because we all know the end of the story, and we know that in 2 days we'll be back here again in joyful song and celebration, but because even when all is at its darkest, even when the smell of death is in the air, even when every door is shut, God still has a trick up her sleeve. Life is there, present in death. Life is right there, right around the corner. And the reverse is also true. Every new leaf we see today will be shriveled and will fall off the tree come this autumn. Flowers will wither, seeds will blow away, stalks will die. In a few years, the newly hatched baby birds will age and die, their bodies moldering away. Death is present in life, right there, around the corner. It's a part of how it all works. Doors shut. Hearts stop. And God is in that, too. Good Friday often prompts us to think about the deaths of those we love. If you live long enough, you will bury someone you love. Maybe you have. Maybe you've sat with them as they died, or with their body after they were gone. Maybe you carry around in you a hole that is never really filled. The hole of that person in your life. This day brings forth all those faces of our loved ones. If you look carefully, you might see them here. All the faces of the ones we've lost, filling in the spaces between us. And Good Friday also prompts us to think about our own death. The stepping through a door that we have never gone through into something we can't imagine. The ending of all that we hold dear in this life. The hole that our going will make in the hearts of others who love us. All of our deaths, the doorways waiting for us, those are here too. It's a day of darkness and death. But Good Friday reminds us that we don't have to be fearful about that. Because the blossoms are there, waiting. And the doorway leads to somewhere else. I don't know why we always distrust all of this springtime. Flowers and birds are somehow seen as lightweight, insignificant. We act like they're frosting or whipped cream, unnecessary froth that serious people must look past. Tragedy is more mature than that, we think. Don't talk to me about rainbows. Can't you see how terrible this all is? If we're deep, thoughtful people, we don't get carried away with posies. Just read the news. You'll see how awful a world we live in. But my God, nature is not flimsy. The will to live is fierce. The food chain is real. The birds are singing with a relentless push toward creation. The plants open their leaves to feast on sunshine and produce their fruits and seeds so that life will continue. And death fuels it all. There's a propulsion to it, an indomitability, even in this age when humans are destroying so much of it. Life finds a way, despite us, through us, using us, using our deaths to create more life. God hanging on the cross is showing us in the clearest possible way what we should already have seen. Jesus is the full revelation of what we should already have understood, that the way of love and life is to lose ourselves, to give ourselves up, to let our tears fall and water the earth. Our hearts are full of holes. And that's where the new seeds get planted, and new life bursts forth. No one ever said it would be easy. Yet it is easy. As easy as falling off a log. It hurts. but no one ever said it wouldn't. A hole is hard to carry. That is what Good Friday is. And forgive me, Anselm, it's not substitutionary sacrifice and blood ritual and a complex doctrine of weights and balances. It's older and deeper than that. It's God's ultimate sign that we are never alone. That the life which is God persists through everything. That in every step and every breath and every tear, God is with us, in us, through us, relentlessly propelling us toward loss and death and on through that into life again. We had to see it to believe it. And so there was Jesus on the cross. And we still can't believe it. And yet, there it is. As sure as the blossoms and the birds and the breezes. As sure as the darkness and the cold as well. God loves us. Always. And that truth remains always.